proud to welcome, with us on the radio right now via phone, a songwriter, Hall of Fame member, singer, songwriter, and American troubadour, Don McLean. Don, thank you so much for taking some time with us today.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
And a personal thank you to you from me, from 14-year-old me.
Love that.
A long, long time ago, to borrow a phrase.
Yeah.
I was cutting my teeth on Top 40 AM radio, and man, American Pie was such a watermark, still is to this day. The song just lives forever, and I can't thank you enough for the musical history there. We thank you so much for that great song.
Well, it was a thrill to have hit records back in the old music business, you know,
yeah.
When there were very few stations that played the Top 40 in the major cities and around the world, and I got to experience that a few times, so, but of course, nothing like American Pie, which went all over the world and was huge and still is huge.
Oh, absolutely. It just lives on. I rewatched the documentary last night, The Day the Music Died, the story of Don McLean's American Pie, streaming on Paramount Plus, folks, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Time well spent to get into. I mean, if you've ever had, you know, wondered about what does this mean or what do the lyrics mean, invest 90 minutes and watch that documentary. It's really a deep dive into the song, the history of the song, and everything that went into it, Don.
It's unbelievable. I learned things about the song myself because I've been saying things for many, many, many years. I had forgotten the process that it took. And what I realized after making this movie was that I really was holding on to the various pieces of this song for almost 10 years. As I was doing other things, writing other songs, I made an album, Tapestry. It had Castles in the Air on it, and I Love You So. It had other songs.
Right.
But I was still holding on to the various ideas and the thoughts that would become American Pie. And it took 10 years to write it. We were making the thing, and I said, look, you guys are completely missing the point. We've been working for almost a year on it. And I said, I got to sit down and talk about every word in this song. And you know what? Even later on, after I did that, I forgot a whole bunch of stuff.
Sure.
You know, it was just quite an odyssey. And my mind was, you know, young. I'd just gotten out of college. I had finished reading hundreds of books, you know, to get through 4 years and get a degree. So I was sharp. And there was a lot of stuff in there that I was reminded of. But the amazing thing about that movie is they were right there with film footage.
Yeah.
You know, each step of the way.
It's fascinating.
They had me at the Newport Folk Festival in 1969.
With Pete Seeger. Yeah, that was great.
You know, it's unbelievable.
One quote I do like, and we won't dwell on it. I mean, you've ad nauseum, you've answered questions about the song and the lyrics. And but one quote I do like, when you were asked, what does the song mean? You reply basically, I'm paraphrasing now, but it means I don't have to work another day in my life, huh?
Well, I was being a wise guy.
you know, to the contrary, as you mentioned, kind of being a smart aleck with your reply about not working another day in your life. You are one hardworking touring musician. The current concert tour coming to Tulsa here in about 3 weeks. Looks like you played a show in Indiana Sunday and appear to be, I'm just looking off your website, taking a couple weeks off now before the Tulsa show coming to the Maybe Center?
Yeah. I'm pretty old now, you know, so I don't really do as much as I did, but I never really took, people take years off, you know, and then they come back for a tour.
Right.
I never done that. I just keep rolling along. I play big places, little places, festivals, you know, whatever.
Sure.
I like to keep busy. And it's not really changed. But I have a terrific band from Nashville, and they can rock like crazy. And I mean, really tremendous group, and do all the things that I do, and yet I can do solo things, you know, with just the guitar.
Sure.
So it's a wonderful thing, and they really helped me do these shows.
I've been reading some great reviews on the concert tour, things like nostalgic, certainly. High energy, I love that. You mentioned the band, your backup band, with a lot of good rockin' tunes backing you up.
Well, I'm a good singer, and I have that kind of energy. But when I see these people running all over the stage, that ain't me. I'll tell you that right now.
Another one, too, was a review mentioned the show being a masterclass from a seasoned performer. I like that seasoned performer thing. Those of us of a certain vintage can appreciate that.
Well, it's really, I have an attitude toward what I do, which is very old-fashioned. Number one, you suit up, you do the show. No matter where you are, you give the absolute best that you have.
Yes, sir.
And you present these songs that have been with people all their lives, Vincent, American Pie, Castles in the Air, And I Love You So, Wonderful Baby, Crossroads, Winterwood, mm-hmm. whatever they may be, many others.
Wow.
You present them to the audience in a way that is respectful to the song, and you don't throw these things away or say stupid things, you know, about your music. This is the reason people have paid good money to come and sit, and you never cancel. You know, I will, you know, no matter what, I will be there.
Any insights you can share about what we should look forward to in the show without giving away too much? Do you have some good stories from other artists? I mean,
I have been around a long time, and I've had a lot of things happen. And each night I do a different show. I don't do the same show every night.
Great, great.
I've never had a set list on my guitar ever.
Wow.
I have done a different show every night since 1968, you know, when I was more folk-oriented. But I've written, you know, probably 150, 200 songs. I don't know, something like that. I have a new album, American Boys, that came out last year. There are new songs on that that are pretty nice ones, especially the title song, American Boys Invented Rock and Roll, which is kind of a fun, really a fun song about rock and roll stars. And it just flows because it's part of me, you know, it's really the story of my life.
Sure.
Different aspects.
Great. So we get to hear a good selection of your newer stuff, American Boys and other tracks like that?
Enough, but not too much. You know, I do things from the Botanical Gardens album, from the Addicted to Black album, from albums like Prime Time and Homeless Brother and Don McLean, Tapestry, Playing Favorites, things I did
sure.
in the 70s, which really defined me, those albums I made.
Wow. So much history and fantastic music. We are so looking forward to hearing the new stuff, as well as the hits, of course, Vincent, Castles in the Air, and I Love You So. Are you going to do the Roy Orbison tune, Crying, that you had a great hit with?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Fantastic.
And,
great.
I always enjoy doing that song when my voice is lubricated enough to do it in the show.
That one does soar a bit, doesn't it?
It's a beautiful song, and Roy Orbison was a beautiful guy. He really was mm-hmm. a very... It's so funny that he could be such an otherworldly type of a person, and yet he was just a down-home Texas guy.
Yes, sir.
And just a very unusual, rare bird he was.
And of course, and I'm sure I'm not giving away any secrets here, I understand the final tune of the night, a great big sing-along with American Pie. Is that what we have to look forward to?
Oh, absolutely. I sing the song and sometimes reprise it until the audience has had enough.
That's
you really can't go wrong with that song. And I sing it well. I don't, you know, slop through it. But I have heard people, I've been in hotel lobbies where there's been a bar, you know, on the other end of a big room, and people would start singing it and singing it horribly, doesesn't make any difference, you know, they love it the same.
Sure.
So that made me realize all I got to do is get through it, and they're going to love it, but no, we do it well.
It sounds like a fantastic night. We are so much looking forward to it. Don McLean, thank you so much for your time today. We're looking forward to seeing you here in, well, about 3 weeks.
Yes, and I want to say that my Oklahoma friend Garth Brooks is out there and doing better than ever, and he's a fantastic person, and he's always been a great friend of mine, and he's also featured in that movie and says some beautiful things, as he always does. So I really appreciate him.
I was going to mention our old friend Garth. He's actually a major portion of that documentary. I visited with Garth several times when he was first coming on, and he always talked about the success and the joy he had doing American Pie when he was just a solo guy playing Willie's in Stillwater there. That's another reason.
He's still doing it.
Yes.
You know, he's a great friend and a great booster of mine, and he's always been there for me when I did a television special in Austin, when I was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. This movie, and of course, that day that I heard he wanted me on the show with him at Central Park, I nearly died because it was the biggest show that anybody had ever seen. And so I was going to be on it, and I got there, and it was this huge spectacle with these giant screens all through the park, and they had over a million people. And the clip of Garth and myself doing American Pies went all over the world. I mean, it was unbelievable. I couldn't walk down the street in New York the next day without being mobbed by people.
That's fantastic. That is indeed one of the best parts of the documentary. I thought some significant footage from the Central Park show with Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that night for sure.
Well, it's a wonderful business, the music business. If you can break through and if you can make a living.
Right.
You know, you're doing better than 99% of the people who are in the musicians union.
Indeed.
You know, it's a rough game. And I've been very, very lucky. You know, I did the things I believed in. I put a lot of love into my records. I've made some records that I know will not be topped by anybody.
Right.
And it's a good feeling at this point in my life to know that I did that and that I've given people a certain kind of enjoyment, you know, rather than just sort of. But just to make a living is an accomplishment.
And to have success and the legs with your success to have it these 50, 55 years later. Don McLean with the American Pie 55th anniversary tour coming to Tulsa, folks, here in about 3 weeks, Friday, August 28th, at the Mabee Center. Get your tickets now at ktso.com. Don McLean, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.